Yum. I'm not much of a beer person. I'm okay with the Killian's. Caffrey's is great, but yeah, I don't think you can get it here anymore. Like Killian's. I'm not familiar with Harps. If I've had it, it's not something that I've been drawn to. There was another one. There was another Irish sort of red ale that I'm not thinking of. But yeah, you named off all the usual Irish whiskeys. I was thinking the Proper 12. Proper 12 is Irish, isn't it? Isn't that kind of a new venture? I think that was the one I was thinking you were going to go for. But then, yeah, Tullamore Dew doesn't do much for me. It's okay. It's all right. But like you said, it's kind of almost a well whiskey at this point compared to some of those other ones, which are much better.
Beer good.
Beer good. Yeah, Tullamore. I mean, Tullamore is a good whiskey. It's kind of, you know, it's kind of not proper, you know, to say a well. It's that first step above a well. But what is there that's a Irish well drink, well whiskey? I don't know. Proper 12 is that fighter, Conor McGregor, and it's actually pretty damn good. But it's nothing, you know, great shakes. Well, it's good. So, and it's affordable. It's really, really cheap. So I might even have some of that too. Ooh man, didn't think of that one. Good afternoon, RPAD. What are you doing, Mr. Irish himself? You know, we were just saying, he reminds me of a leprechaun. What are you doing for St. Patrick's Day?